Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Back on the show, glad to have you along with us, and we're going to be talking about the Southeastern Young Adult Book Festival, or SEIA Book Festival. Joining us in studio is Barbara Colley. She is with Stewart's Creek High School, and you're the one in charge of all the books out there, aren't you?
I am. I'm one of the two librarians at Stewart's Creek High School.
So you keep everything in order.
We definitely try.
Okay, so tell me how this book festival idea came about, because you've been talking to me about this for a long time, and now it's finally, I mean, what, we're just a few weeks away.
We are less than 2 weeks away. The festival is on March 11th and 12th. So the idea came about because myself and my partner librarian Liz Hicks at Stewart's Creek, and then Marcy Lehman, who's at Rockville Middle, and Aaron Alvarado, who's at Central Magnet, all went to a book festival in 2013 up in Charleston. And the first year that we went, we thought, man, how cool is this? Wouldn't it be really neat if students in Middle Tennessee had access to something like this? And then over the next year, we kind of talked about it, and we were like, oh, somebody should really do that. And the more we talked about it, we were like, we should do it. Who else but us? Who else but four school librarians should do something like that? And then we met Courtney Stevens and Sharon Cameron, who are both published authors who live in the Nashville area, and they sort of had a similar vision. And so by the time we went to that festival in Charleston in 2014, the vision was, we're going to do this for the young people of Middle Tennessee and the Southeast. And so we went with different eyes in 2014, and all the way back from Charleston that year, we just brainstormed and came up with ideas and ways that we could make this happen. And we create on the way home. Eight hours is a long time.
Oh yeah,
so
you get a lot done in 8 hours.
We did. We were in the car, all four of us. We had a good time and came up with a lot of ideas, things that the skeleton of what actually has become SEIA. And so we created a mission statement that day and started talking about what we wanted our festival to look like, and it just took off from there. And we're really excited. We've got for Rutherford County Schools on Thursday, the 10th, we've got authors who are coming in and going to the schools and doing school visits. That's exclusive to Rutherford County Schools, middle and high schools. And then on Friday, we've got schools coming from all over the state, and they are, we've got students that are going to be participating in book panels, writing workshops. They're going to get to meet the authors and get books signed. And to these kids, these authors are almost like rock stars. And it's just going to be really exciting. And then on Friday, the 12th, that day is open to the public. It's free. Our sponsors have generously paid the cost for these. The authors are donating their time, but there are other costs involved with a big festival mm-hmm. like this. And so our sponsors have paid the cost for that. And we are... we're just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really exciting event.
So it's the Thursday mm-hmm. is the day that they're going to be at all the middle and high schools in the county.
Yes.
On that Friday, are all Rutherford County schools participating, or how does that work?
Every middle and high school in Rutherford County is bringing a group of students. I'm pretty sure about that. I haven't checked the registration. I've been pretty obsessive about checking the registration,
sure.
but I might not have checked it since Friday. So, but I'm pretty confident that all of Rutherford middle and high schools are bringing groups. And then, like I said, on Saturday, it's open, free and open to the public. And we have people coming from as far away as Texas and Indiana and all sorts of places. We've been contacted by people coming from pretty great distances to see these authors.
I noticed that, and Barbara Colley from Stewart's Creek High School is with us, the librarian there, one of the librarians that's at Stewart's Creek, and we're talking about the Southeastern Young Adult Book Festival. And I noticed that there were schools outside of Rutherford County also coming in to participate, so this is really an area-wide thing.
Yes, absolutely. We have schools from all over the state of Tennessee who are coming on Friday. I know we had a little, we ran into a little bit of trouble with the school visit day because of the 10 ready testing. The testing window got moved because of snow, and then because of the glitches with the online testing, the paper testing, and all of that. And so some of the Davidson County and Williamson County schools aren't going to get to visit, but we've got schools coming from Knoxville, from Chattanooga, from as close as Bedford County. But yeah, we've got schools coming from, I'm trying to think of some of the other counties, but Anderson County. I mean, there's schools coming from all kinds of places in Tennessee.
That's a good distance,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It's more than just a day trip then for them, so it looks like.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be held on the MTSU campus?
Yes, that is correct. We're using, that is during the Girl State Tournament.
Yes, it is.
And so we're using buildings on the other side of campus. So we're using the College of Education. We're using the Student Union Building. We're using the Business and Aerospace Building, a building in the Science Building, so the LRC. So we're using buildings on that side of the campus.
Is that spring break week on campus?
It is. It is the MTSU spring break. And that's what we planned it that way.
Yeah.
So that the MTSU students would be off campus. So.
Well, and that's good. Boy, that would really not only gives these kids an experience at this book festival, but to be on a college campus, I mean, that's pretty huge for middle schoolers too.
Absolutely. And that's what we were thinking when we spoke to the folks at the College of Education at MTSU. That was our way of thinking. Because all four of us who are the organizers are graduates of MTSU. And so we were thinking, you know, what a great way to expose all of these young people, not only to reading and literacy and a way to hopefully change the literacy landscape of our community, but also to expose them to the college experience in a different way than they're typically exposed to the college experience. And so just to give them a different lens to view that. So we're excited about that. And we hope MTSU, the folks at MTSU are excited about, we're bringing, you know, on Friday, anywhere between 1,300 and 1,500 middle and high school students to the campus. And then we don't know about the numbers on Saturday. I mean, it could be easily that many and more on Saturday.
Now, so. You mentioned authors are going to be there.
Yes.
So, I mean, panel discussions, all kinds of things. So is this kind of like my kids are into comic books and Comic-Con, you know, and things like that. Is that kind of what this is on the book level?
Yes, that is a great analogy. Yes, that is exactly what it's like. This is an opportunity to meet and interact with authors on a very personal level. So we'll have themed discussions. That's what a panel would look like. You might put two or three or even up to six authors together that have a similar theme or similar ideas, or maybe they write for the same age group, and then they'll discuss amongst themselves. The students will have an opportunity to ask questions, and I mean, it'll just be a discussion among the authors, and then even between the authors and the audience as well. So
between that and the book signings, a chance to meet and greet, it's an awesome opportunity for those who enjoy these authors. Is there a list of who's going to be there and who's speaking and things like that?
Absolutely. We have on Friday, which is the student field trip day, there are 36 authors, and then we have one author, Ruta Cepetis, who is not able to be with us on Saturday. But the list of authors is on our website, seyabookfest.com, S-E-Y-A, bookfest.com. So all of the authors, and the schedule for Saturday is also up on our website. So those who are interested in bringing their students. And even if you haven't read the books by these authors, if you are interested in young adult literature, or if you have young people, middle school and high school students in your life that enjoy reading, I think they would enjoy this festival. When I've been to festivals like this, I always come home with a really long list of, ooh, I want to read that book. I certainly read a lot of young adult literature being a young adult librarian. However, there's so much out there that I haven't read. And I always come home with lots of ideas of things that I want to read from festivals like this.
So if parents, grandparents, whoever, guardians who are listening now and listening to this interview, and they don't know whether their kids are going to be going on Friday, they can most certainly take advantage of this on that Saturday.
Absolutely. We would highly recommend that.
Because not every middle school and high school kid are going to be there on Friday. I'm sure that the different schools are handling that with select groups or things like that.
Absolutely.
Clubs.
For example, at Stewart's Creek, we're bringing our book club members.
Sure.
That, because there's limited availability with buses and transportation.
Right.
And our school, our state testing starts that following Monday, so everybody's getting ready for that. And so we're bringing a small group from Stewart's Creek. And every school's handling that differently at the school level. But if the kids couldn't come, then we're definitely recommending and advising that people come on Saturday.
Now, this is the first ever event.
Yes, this is our inaugural year.
Will we be talking about a second annual?
We are going to be talking about a second annual for sure. We've already started, even though we haven't even put year one to bed yet, we are absolutely already talking about year two, making our author lists and making our plans and getting our dates together and everything already.
So will you kind of keep it on the same spring break week and work in with MTSU and things?
I think that's the hope. That's the plan. There are so many moving pieces to that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an event on such a huge scale, but that's our hope.
Lots of people have been involved with it, and I know if we started listing the folks that have been, but it's pretty cool, and I bet exciting for you to see a dream that really kind of flourished from a trip, an 8-hour trip, car ride home, to an event of this size and magnitude about to take place here in our community. Got to be excited about
it. It is very exciting. It's really amazing. Lots of doors have opened, and it's been really, we've just been really blessed and lucky, and we really want to thank all of our sponsors, and I don't want to start listing them because I'm afraid I'll leave somebody out, but they are definitely listed on our website, and we really want to thank all of them. I do know that Humanities Tennessee gave us a really huge grant, and we definitely want to thank them, and the Richard Siegel Foundation. We could not be doing what we were doing without those two organizations for sure. And then lots of other sponsors and organizations. And anybody who's interested or passionate about literacy, it is not too late to donate. We have a donate button. We are an IRS 501c3, so any donations are tax deductible. And they can go to our website and do that.
Make sure that we get the information out there. So Friday, March 11th from 9 until 2:30, several schools will be coming into the Rutherford County area on the MTSU campus to enjoy that. The day for the public, the community day at the festival, which is free, by the way. I think we said that, but free is for me, right? 9 until 4 on Saturday. Information is online at seyabookfest.com, S-E-Y-A, bookfest.com. And Barbara, thanks for coming in, and I know that you've got a lot of folks out there working on this, and I appreciate your efforts as well.
Thank you, Brian.
That is Barbara Colley joining us, Stewart's Creek librarian at the high school, and she's one of the many organizers here of the See Ya Book Festival. Hope you have a great day. See you at the ball games tonight, as we will be over at Laverne High School for Oakland Stewart's Creek girls at 6, followed by Riverdale Blackman coming up at 7:30. Have a great day. See you then.